Parshas Truma. Mishkan. Hashras Hashchina. Asoid Nisgav. How specific midos and shiurim of physical tzemer, tcheles, zov, kesef, and specific instructions. This is a tzimtzum of a mokem of Hashras Hashchina. It's a big machlokes mishonim. The Ramban holds that Mishkan is lechatchila. The purpose of a tzimtzum of mokem Hashras Hashchina, even though molich al oretz kvoidoi, is to make a zikaron of Maimon Har Sinai. Sforno, Pashtas Rashi, many Rishonim learn that no, Mishkan, ein muktam mocher batoira, is a retort to Chet Egel. Lule, Sforno, a lot of times has this mahalach that events, gufa, affects what should have, could have happened. But he says, if not for Chet Egel, then it would have been molich al oretz kvoidoi. After Chet Egel, it became a tzoyrich, that this soid of that the mokum of Hashras Hashchina should be in a mokum mitzumtzum lufi, the klolim and the mitzvahs of this the instructions of the Mishkan. Bein lufi the Ramban, and bein lufi the Sforno, avada, we have to understand that specifically, bediktuk, the midois and the shiurim of these kalim and binyan, is the mokum for the Hashras Hashchina, either as a maimed har Sinai, or again, as a tikkun for the Chet Egel. The Medrash says in Shir HaShirim on the Pasuk Basi Lagani Achoisi Kalo that the emes is mitchila by the Briyas HaOlam, Gan Eden, the world, the Shechina was B'toy Chagan. But then, when Adam Arishan was Choyte, the Shechina was Oyla, one Rakia. Kayin, another Rakia. Enosh, Dor HaMabel, Dor HaMigdol, Sdoim, Mitzrayim B'mei Avraham, it's already all the Shiva Rakiyim. Bo Avraham, Hoyrid, the Shechina, one Rakia. Yitzchok, Yaakov, Levi, Kehos, Amram, Ba Moshe, Vahirid al Aretz. So there were seven levels where the Shechina went all the way up, and then the process starting from Avram Avinu, all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mokum of the Shechina, that the Shechina comes now back. It's interesting, we said that, this is for using that Lashon, Be'emes, the Metzias is Molech al Aretz Kvoidei. I so brought down this, a Medrash, that, and there's a taich over here I saw in the Hakdama to the Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak. The guy, he says a hemshech of Le'ine Kol Yisrael Bereshis Bar Alikim, the Soif HaTayr is not B'Tchilasoi, based on an interesting medrash that's Meshach Shaykh to this Inyan. It says in the medrash, in Hazinu L'Asid Lavoi, Knes Yisrael comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a pasuk, Hein Yishalach Ishas Ishtoi V'Holcha V'Hoysa Le'Ishacher, Le'Soshavei Le'Ha'oi. So how could, you know, we sent us away, we were with Avoy Dezara, how could we come back? It's Masa Roshasai. Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ish Ksiv, Anoichi Kael, V'loi Ish. So he wants to be Masber, he brings that the Sugin Gittin is, if HaZayrek get Le'ishtoi, and it's B'toy Chatzei Roy, if it's in his Chatzer, not in her Chatzer, so the get is not able to be Chal. So, on one hand, the Torah ends, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, Shvira Saluchoi, Hashem gives us a get, he sends us away. How could he take us back? It was Machzir Grushasa, he sent us away, and they did Chet Egel Taka. It's Machzir Grushasa Mishnissis. The answer is Bereshis Bar Alikim. Kol Ha'olam. Molei Chala Oretz Kvoidoi. Chatzei Reish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even though it was Nizrak to get, or to get, you get it? It was in the Chatzei Reish Shel Kutcha Baruch Hu. But on the other hand, again, to understand Mishkan is this. The Chofetz Chaim al Atari brings a Pesikta. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Liv Nois Bayis. Right? V'asuli Mikdash, Liv Nois Bayis. Nizdazei, quotes the Pesik, the Loshin is Nizdazei Moshe. Haloi Shamayim U'Shemei HaShamayim Loi Yechal Kaluka. Heich Nivne Bayis. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Loi Lufi Koichi. I'm talking not Bechlal Mugbal to physical dimensions. Loi Lufi Koichi, El Lufi Koicham. Esrim Keresh B'Tzofoy, Esrim Keresh B'Dorim. Shuv! Omer Moshe, be'etzam on the karbonos. Halei kol halechem be'etzim v'kol chayus v'behemesh v'oilam. Loi yichal kalucha. And we could bring a carbon l'Hashem. It's b'chlal, so mitzumtzum. Elef oilis, hella shloima. What's elef? What? Three zeros. What's elef? Ono le'akadosh baruch hu loi lefi koichi. El lefi koicham. Es hakeves echa tasa b'boiker. Es hakeves hasheni tasa b'einu arbayim. A yisoid gadol, the avoid of Mishkan. And even when there's no Mishkan, there's also limitish v'shechanti b'soicham. The alshech hakadosh, people think it's a chazal. The idea of Mishkan is loy lefi koichi, el lefi koicham. Oh, but lefi koicham, not less. You have to do kefi the koich what we're able to. And that's what we have, that v'asuli mikdash, the shachanti b'soichem is b'soich kalechad. The Nefesh HaChaim writes in Shar Aleph, Perek Ches, when he talks about that Titus HaRosha went in and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, the Etzel, the Baskel came out and said, Mayim Techunim Tochanto. The emes is, a Yid, even with a machshava of a hearer of an Aveira, does more kilkel in the Kodesh Kadoshim than what Titus was doing, because the Be'etzim, the Ashros HaShchina, is in the Achdusan Shel Klal Yisrael. I heard once a mashal, the Mishkan, it's the Mokam of Ashros HaShchina, it's like the embassy. There's a musig, a legal musig. Every country, if you have the embassy of that country, even a different country, you walk into the embassy of the United States of America here in, or in any country, you're walking on American soil. You know, welcome to America. It's chal on you, the choik and the kloli hachukim of that country. The Mishkan, or Beis HaMikdash, you know, there's so many Gemaras in Yuma and Midrashim that there were nisim with the floys. I saw a nisim, Mishnah Perkei Avos. You know why? Because that's the rules over there. It's a shtik shemayim. But the mitzvahs of mikdash of mishkan, it's the embassy. It's the embassy of shemayim. So it's chal the chukim and the klolim of mishkan. If one were to say a taich of what is the nekuda merkozis of mishkan, so I would say we know there's a zohar that's often quoted. Yisrael v'ayreis of a kachibrichu chadu is the emissary. Is on one hand Mishkan, like we're saying, is Hashras Hashchina. It's kachibrichu. On the other hand, Avada, the central Kodesh Kadoshim, Arayin Habris, Luchos, Toira. The central, what's the most, the kudim arkozis of the Mishkan is Toira. And Avada, the emissary is that's the Rotzon Haboy Rikach Gozra Kol Asher Yedvenu Liboy Rachmona Liboy. Toichai Rotzaf Ahava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the lave of Klal Yisrael and the Nadav, and that's what creates Mishkan. And Kanare, all three is true. Someone asks, what's the Nekudim Arkazis of Mishkan? Yisrael, the Nidvas HaLev, V'Oiraisa, the Oroin, V'Kutche Brichu, Ashros HaShchina. This form bring down that the letter Vav represents Chibur, we've looked at that a lot. Vav, the letter Vav can be spelled three ways. There's different ways when you write an Oysim Miluyah, the letter Vav can be spelled in the Tzirif of Avai is how you spell a Vav, how you spell a Hey, but the letter Vav is either Vav Vav, or Vav Aleph Vav, or Vav Yud Vav. Vav Vav is Gematria 12, Vav Aleph Vav, the Miluyai, the Vav is 13, Vav Yud Vav is 22, 12 Shvatim, 13 Midois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the 22 Oisius of the Torah. Yisrael, Vayreis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the three, the Vav. We had it in the Parshas Yisroi, Anoichi, in the Aseres Adibras, Anoichi, the Sfarim right, Aleph is Elikim, is Kutche Berichu, the Yud of Anoichi, is the Aseres Adibras, is Torah, and the Nun and the Chaf is 70, Klal Yisroel, which is one of the 70 Umas, or one besides the 70 Umas. Now, Mokim of Mishkan is also, it's Mevor, Mishkan and Mikdash is a Mokim of a Zivug, of HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisroel. In Sefer Melochim, by the story of Yoshiyahu HaMelech, he was hidden in the Chadar Hamitos. And the Mefarshim explained Chadar Hamitos is the Kodesh Kadoshim. The Kodesh Kadoshim is the Chadar Hamitos, the Lashon HaPosuk. It's the Mokim of the Zivug of Klal Yisrael. There's Avad, the two Zivug, and we know that this HaKodesh Baruch Hu is the Chosan and Klal Yisrael is the Kalo. There's also a different Bechina that Klal Yisrael is the Chosan and the Torah is the Kalo. Yisrael, the Reis, and the Kuchibrichu. I'm not going to... It's a complex how this double Zivug system works. But there's the Zivug of Kutche Berichu with Klal Yisrael and the Zivug of Klal Yisrael with the Torah. Ha'isha Nikdis B'Shloish Edrochem, the Sfarim explained, HaFlo talks about it in the Hakdomah to Sefer HaMikdash, many Sfarim talk about it. Ha'isha Nikdis B'Shloish Edrochem, Kesef was the Bizas Hayam, Shtar, the Luchois, Bia is the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the Chadar Amitas, that's the Chuppah, they say, is Kofalim Har Kegigis. The emphasis is the HaFlo writes there in the Hakdomah that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchois, because it would be a matzav of the Chet Egel, would be a matzav of Eishas Isha Zinsa, so he had to make it ois. No, if he made it ois, how did the Kedushin come back again? So he goes with a mahal, there's a lot of different mahal, he goes with a mahal, fascinating. He says, Chuppah. Kof Aleim Har Kegigis is Chuppah. Ah, it's a machloikis, Kedushin Daf Hei, Chuppah, Koine, Rav Huna, we don't pass like Rav Huna. He says, yeah, if you learn the Sugya, Doch and Doch of Rav Huna, of Chuppah, the Gemara says in the end, Why is chuppah not koina? What's the Rav Huna has a tzad hashoveh from kesef tzad hanbiya? Kal v'choymer, it's memetzino tzad hashoveh. It's because there's a pircha, ha'mal ha'na shekein bal korchoi. Chuppah is not bal korchoi. Oh, but chuppah shal ha'kodesh baruch hu is bal korchoi. It's kovle ma'ar kegigis. Everyone's moida that chuppah could be learned down from a tzad hashoveh of kesef tzad hanbiya. And the kedushin after the shvira saluchois is able to be geboit on the kovle ma'ar kegigis. Me'idach gisa, there's a mahalich. And then Mr. Chef Schmeitzer talks about this in the Hakdoma, Gewaldige Hakdoma, the Chef Schmeitzer. First of all, if you say the Aleph Beis, then otherwise he has fascinating shtickles there in the ganze Chef Schmeitzer. The Hakdoma to the Chef Schmeitzer is drush. I got it. He says there, it says, the Yikuli, Rashi says, V'yikuli truma li l'shmi. So he explains, what's the Kesef Kedushin? He goes, it's Geboy already from earlier, it's the Hanov Adam Choshev. We know in Kedushin there's a mahalach of Hanov Adam Choshev. So when we give the kesef to the truma to the Mishkan, we're the kala, because Baruch was the chosen. Yeah, but the kala gives money to the chosen. It's niskadish al yidei Hanos Adam Choshev. That's after the Chayta Egel, when the original kesef of Biza Sayam and the Luchois, the star, was nisbatel, because it was nishbar the Luchois, the new Kedushin is being done fakert, v'yikuli truma, with the Hanov Adam Choshev. So says the Shef Shmaitzer, what Rashi says, lila shmi. Why does it have to be lishmi? So he brings a bach, he has a whole stickle there, that by Hanos Adam Choshev, you can't use matan on Aslahasir. Can't be with a tonight. It has to be matana gemura. So the yikhuli, you want it to be the yikhu by giving. It should be that you're taking and it's a kedushin. Agidei anos adam choshev. Then only if it's l'shmi, only if it's l'shma, if it's al menas sheyichya bni, al menas kedushin al menas won't work. But anos adam choshev. Anos adam choshev needs it to be. And that's what he says in the Hakdama. The Shef Shmaitzer, the yikhuli l'shmi, that if it's l'shma, it will be that the kedushin is by giving the kesef to nidvas hamishkan creates the zivug. You know, there's a famous Beis Halevi in the drushes. He talks about the kasha that nasa v'nishma is a davar she'enoi kotzuv, davar she'enoi kotzuv. So how could klal yisrael be mischayev? The emes is the medrash says kiven she'omru b'nei yisrael nasa v'nishma. Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu v'asuli miktish v'shachanti b'soichem. What's stating there? So the Beis Halevi gets and tells them, how could Nasa v'nishma be mechayiv you? It's a dover she'enei kotzev. He says a mahalich in the drushes, it's avdus, it's shibud haguf. Shibud nechosin has to be with a mugbal, with a shear. But if it's avdus, shibud haguf doesn't need. But there's a different mahalich, not like the Beis Halevi, there's a different mahalich, a lot of us want to talk about it. Agav, the ahava of chasana, there's no problem of being mishtabit. Tyson Super Springs. By a chasana, you could be mishtabit. Eimla, yeshla, it doesn't make a difference. On a shir, you could be mishtabit. The nasa v'nishma that's expressed now in Mishkan is on a shir. The Sforim, right, you know, we're going to go through now the different kalim that each one has midois and exactly the sugyan b'chayr stuff yadayin. If it's efshel tzamtzim, efshel tzamtzim, that it should be exactly the amah v'chetzi and amasayim and all the different shirim. There's something that the Torah didn't give a shir. The kruvim, it doesn't say a shir. Kruvim, it represents the ahava of Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's on Ashir. The Torah doesn't say Ashir. Now the Torah goes through the different mitzvah sticker, Yud Gimel or Tesvav. There's a shayla, how you count. You have to know how to count. But there's either Yud Gimel or Tesvav items mentioned. Zov, Kesef, Nechoshes, V'chule. At the end, you have Shemen, Lamar, and Besomim. The Mefarshim asked that L'chayra, it's a little madna. L'chayra, we're going through the mitzias of the things that are negeya for the etzem b'niyas ha-mishkan. It doesn't mention here Purim, Kvosim, Elim, Yayin, Shemen, Limenachas. It doesn't say that. It's saying what needs for the etzem building of the Mishkan. So why, yeah, Shemen, Lamor, and Keteris Asamim? That's also L'chayra already avoidas ha-mishkan and the Karbonois. So vice the chos, no, the Shem and Amor and the Keteris HaSamim that's over here is the Etzem Tzura of a Mishkan. We're building a house. Binyan Adayad, yeah. A binyan of Hashroas HaShechina. A binyan of Hashroas HaShechina. The Tzura of Mishkan, besides that it's made out of Tcheles, Argom, and all these things, the Tzura is that there should be Shem and Amor. B'derech Moshel, it means, if you want to talk about for a Sheva Brachas speech, it's either the Midois Toivais, but the Shem and Amor and the Keteris, the Reyach Toiv, and the Oyer, that's a chelik of Tzuras HaMishkan, not only the rest of the things mentioned. And we have to know, Mishkan is forever. You know, it's very interesting. Mamash at the end of the Parsha, we're going to come back here, but Mamash at the end of the Parsha, there's the Yesedos and the Chol Yisdei Sachotzer when the Choshes. So the remez, you know, the Mishkan was never necharav. The Mishkan was nignaz. The Bati Mikdash were necharav, but the Mishkan, the original, the Mishkan of Moshe was nignaz. It's nignaz by the Mokam Amikdash. I don't know. It's nignaz in a Mokam Gomuz. Yeah. But Rashi, the last Rashi, he's clearing it. The yesedis of this Mishkan that held up the pegs, were they sunk into the ground? They just, they were heavy enough to hold it down. So he's shocked with the last Rashi. But it's interesting. He quotes. He says, "Va'omer ani sheshmon meichiyah chaleim shein tkuim ba'aretz," that it is set in the ground, because that's why they're called yesedis. Umikra zemesayeni, he quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya. Oyhel bal yitzon bal yisa yesedoisav lo netzach. The last word in Rashi in Parshas Truma, lo netzach. Mishkan is lo netzach. It's not. It wasn't Uzman. We're going to go through all the parshas now. Truma tetzava yakol pakudei. The whole arichas Mishkan is bottom line. The last. Let's devote in Rashi lo netzach. There's a famous michtov from Rav Hutner where it says that there's two places where the Torah Ba'arichus goes through dimensions, shiurim, numbers, measurements of a building. By the Mishkan, and by Tevas Noach also, Ba'arichus, the Gemara give, the Psukim, sorry, give the shear of the midos of the Teva. Rav Hutner, he says, when you talk about building a yeshiva, that's he wants to say a taich, yeah, everything is a stakel by Reis of Aram, you look in the Torah, in about a binyan, you have Tevas Noach, and you have Mishkan. He says, a yeshiva is which one? He said, a yeshiva is both. On one end, there's a marble outside. And avada, you need a kipshuta, a tevas noyach, with gedorim, with shir. This is how it's done. This is with a mesoira. This is how it's done. And then there's also, I'll be moist, I don't know if that's the nusach exactly that he uses, but if someone thinks that a yeshiva is just a tevas noyach, no, then he missed the boat. It's important. There's a marble out there. And you need the tevas noyach. And you can't make a hole in the Tevas Noach, because then it's going to be holy. Then the water's going to come. You have to be, it has to be Shomer. But that's not the Ikram HaTorah of a yeshiva. The yeshiva is a Mishkan, a Mokam of Ashwas HaShchinah, a Mokam of Isalis. It's not a theory that a person should be in yeshiva because it's Pashat Matzal him from the Mabel as well. The Pasuk says, V'yikhu li truma, me'eis kol ish asher yedven alibay. It's brought down, but Isasuk talks about it. The Rizal, let us talk about this idea. There's the word li, the yikhu li. Li is hare at mekudeshes li. And lamed is the biggest ois. And yud is the tiny little pintle yud. It represents the zivug, once again, of klal yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Arizal says, though, when you do kedushin, you say hare at mekudeshes li. But then he says, then there's nesuin. Nesuin is asher. Why? Asher is 501. We spoke other times that 500 is Teva, Pru Ravu is Gematria 500. A person has Ramach Evarim, and an Isha has Ranab, a few extra Evarim. Together, there's Ramach and Ranab is the 500 Evarim. Pru Ravu, a Zivug, is 500. Beyond that, it's 501, Asher. The Tzachadash Be'achav, we spoke, is Gematria 501. Sokta Arizal, the word Yisrael. The word Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. Look at the letters, Yisrael. The outer letters, the Chitzoini letters of Yisrael, is a yud and a lamed. The panemius, the inner letters, is asher. When you have a zivug, you have kedushin, that's li, that's the chitsoini, and then you go into the panemius of it, is asher. That's why by Mishkan it says, v'yikru li truma, me'ez kalish asher yedvenu li boy. And wow, by Matan Torah, the same thing, v'atem to you, li, mamlechas koyin v'goy kodesh, eil hadvarim asher. To the Berel B'nai Yisrael. I tell him to. Hu adin by Shviras Haluchos. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Va'ata Hanichu Li. Hashem says, we're breaking the Luchos. Hanichu Li. I'm breaking the Kedushin. Go figure out how you do the Nesua now. Maybe with Chuppah. Maybe we went to different Mahalchim. But the Tzuras Advarim, Sai Mishkan, Sai Matan Torah, it goes with this mechanism of Kedushin, which was Li. Harei HaMekudesh is Li. Li is Avada. They don't speak English. You can ask them. Li is, we said, the lamed is the biggest ois, and the yud represents the pintle yud. But I think we spoke other times, this is in Tikkuni Zoyar. The letter yud, which represents the pintle yud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of a yid, of every yid. The letter yud is spelled yud vav dalet. Yud vav dalet is gematria 20. 20 is Esrim. Esrim is Gematria Kesef, 620, which is the Spitz of Havaya. Every Pintel Yid has the vast potential. That Pintel Yid, Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, Esrim is Keser. Every Yid, the Etzem, could reach the Spitz Keser. We spoke about in Parshas Yisrael that there were 10 Dibrois, the Aseres HaDibrois, but in the Aseres HaDibrois are really all the Taryag Mitzvahs, which 7 Mitzvahs, the Rabbanon, which is Sacha called Keser. In the 10, in the Yud Dibrois, licked the Gansa Keser. And that's what we're building a Mishkan over here. And wow, the dimensions of the Mishkan is 30 by 10. Lamed by Yud, that's the size of the Mishkan. Work out the Cheshbon with the Krushim. The size of the Mishkan is 30 by 10. State in, I think in the Chanukah Satayrah, I'm not sure, that it says over here, Truma. State that Truma is Torum Hei. But then the next word is Trumasi. Tikvah Trumasi is Trumas Yud. We know that the Gemara Menachos brings it. Ki beka Hashem Tzur Olamim. The world were created with a Yud and a Hey. Olam Hazeh with a Hey. Olam Haba with a Yud. Truma is both levels. You can give a level of Truma, it's Olam Hazedik, then it's Torum Hey. But then there's a higher level when it's Yudven Olivai. If it's with the right Machshava, then it's already Trumasi. It's Trumas Yud. So there's Truma Hey. And this Truma of Yud, of the two Oilamois. The Sfarim explain also that the entire Tzura of the Mishkan is representative etzem of an Adam, of a partzuf of an Adam and an Adam Kadmon. The Kodesh Kadoshim is the Gulgoilus, is the Das, the Moichin. The Menorah is the eyes. The Shulchan is the Peh. The Mizbeach Ketoiris is the nose. The Azara with the Mizbeach Achitzoin is more the lower part of the body. And like we mentioned already, the Nefesh HaChaim says, Mishkan, the Nefesh HaChaim brings it also in Shar Aleph, Perakes, the Mishkan is a Tzur of Adam, but also the Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Soicham, in the Ivarim of every Yid. Every Yid, when he does mitzvahs, and he does it B'Kedusha, Torah, Tara, then it's mamish, a kli for a Hashras HaShechina. And Fakert, even a hearer of Machshav Ra could do worse than what Titus did when he went into the Kodesh Kadosh. That's va'asul imikdash v'shachanti v'soicham. There's a remez that the mitzvah of va'asul imikdash v'shachanti v'soicham in the Sefer HaChinuch is the 95th mitzvah. The 95th mitzvah. And Rashi no, it's not Rashi, yeah, but there's a when you talk about Ashuras Hashchina, we're saying it's a zivug. There's an expression people say, "Hazivug yale yofe." Yofe is 95. Yofe is 95. The 95 Ashuras Hashchina. Zov, Kesef, Nechoshes, the Rabbeinu Bechaya brings, it's based on a medrash, but he brings that the different elements mentioned over here represent different malchios and different tkufis. He says like this, Zohov is keneged Nebuchadnezzar, Bovel. The Pasuk says in Daniel, Antu Reisha Didahava, in the Chaloyim, he represented the golden head. Kesef is Malchus Modai, Haman, Vaseras Alofim, Kikar Kesef, Akashverish Haman. Nechoshes is Yavon, Elim Adomim, Elim Adomim is Vayetze Harishon Admoini is already Edoim. Continues Rabbeinu Bechaya, Shemen Lamor is Melech HaMashiach. V'asuli Mikdash is Mikdash HaShlishi. And to say that he goes through the different parts, it's representing different kufis in the Klal Yisrael. There's a Shaila we mentioned. How many are you supposed to count over here? Are there 13? Or are there 15? Rashi says, the Yud Gimel Dvarim Ha'amurim Kan. If you count them, there are 15. So there's a few options to work this out. Either Tcheles Argamon and Tcheles Shani are one. They're all Tzemer. Different colors, but all Tzemer. Or Avnei Shoyim and Avnei Miluyim are not in the Cheshbon. The Nesiim brought Avnei Shoyim and Avnei Miluyim. That's what it means when it says Yud Gimel. Or you don't count Shemen and Keteris, we said those are outside. It's not Be'etzim, Be'etzim, the Tzura. We explained that it is, but it's not Be'etzim, Tzura, Samishkan. As we said from other times, don't use all three Terutzim together, because then you'll be, because you have 10. But that's the Cheshbon, either the Tzemer, or the Avnimaloyim, or the, what's it called? On the other hand, the Moinim call it the 15. The 15 items. We said already, Ki Bekah Hashem Tzor Eilomim, Hashras Hashchina, Yud, Eilom Haba, and Hey, Eilom Hazah. That's the 15. Yud and Hey. Ki Bekah Hashem Tzor Eilomim, Hu Adin Bayaziva. You have an Ish and an Isha, you have the Yud and the Hey. Balaturim brings an art, not over here, but he brings somewhere that other Rishonim bring it also. The Avos, the Shloisha Avos, were together for 15 years. Yaakov Avinu was 15 years old when Avram was Nifter. So the Shalshelis of Avos, the Chibur of all three of us together, is this Darga of 15. And that's the 15 of the things mentioned over here. There's a Remez brought down for the Chasam Sofer. I think others say it also, that Zov, Kesef, Nechayshis, the entire Rishim over here, is a Remez for a Kriyas HaTorah and the various times and Zmanim when we have Kriyas HaTorah. Zion is Shabbos, Hay is Thursday, Beis is Monday, Kesef, Kof is Kippur, Yom Kippur is Samach is Sukkot, Pei is Purim, and Pesach, Nechoshes is Neirois, the Ches is Chodesh, also Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh, the Shin is Shemini Atzeres, with Simchas Torah, the Tuf is Tiny Ois, Tisha B'Av, all the different Zmanim of Kriyas HaTorah. I once heard a Shiloh, there's a Minog to have Kriyas HaTorah during the first 12 days of Chodesh Nisan. In some Nesuch Svar, it's not with Oilam LaTorah, that's what I said, but they take out after davening a Sefer Torah and they're Kairi from the Nesiim, so there was, where's the Remez for that? So I heard that Vokesef and Unachoshes, the two Vavs, is for the 12 days of Chodesh Nisan, if you feel the need for that. Zahav, Vokesef and Unachoshes, there's a Remez brought down. Zahav, I'm not sure if this is I don't remember what this brought down. Maybe it's a Milshan of a Medrash or something. That could be a Mavar. But I heard that Zahav is Zeh, is Rosh HaTevis, Zeh HaNoisin Bari. Kesef is Kishiyesh Sakonis Pachat. Kesef is not the same level as Zahav. Zahav is when a person gives an adav, even if he's Bari. He's healthy. He doesn't feel a need. It's not like there's a lachat. Kesef is already Kishiyesh Sakona Pachat. Nechoshes is Nesinas Choyle Sha'oimer Tnu. Really, really desperate. Nechoshes is not the same level as Kesef. It's different. It's different levels. For the Chayta Egel, there was only Zohar, right? Kesheyesh Sakonis Pachat and Nois Nesinas Choyle Sha'oimer Tnu Megates of the Bashefer, you know? But the Egel was only Zohar. Although it's interesting, I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer on the Brice of the Melech HaMishkan. He asks over here, Rashi says that the Kesef was used for the Adonim and for the outside the what's it called? And he says, and also it was for the Klisharis. He says there was not a single Klisharis that was made out of silver. What's Rashi? What does Rashi mean? Kesef was also for the Klisharis. Unless it means Kesef that you turned into Zohar. But there were Klisharis that were made out of Nechoshes for the Mizbeach Achitzai, and there were Kelim made out of Zohar. There was no Klisharis made out of silver. The only silver that's in the Mishkan is in the, not on the Begodim of Kohani, that it's in the
instruments.
In the no. Prime doesn't know what the, he's asking in Rashi. What is the klisharis? Va'asu aroin. The Ramban writes va'asu is ganz klal Yisrael loshen Rabin. He says lirmoy is that everyone had to be mishtatif in the aroin, either by giving zahav or they were oizer lebitzalel ezer maat. What does the Ramban mean? Maybe it means that when you were noidiv tcheles or iris elim, and avada, you knew that it's going for the urias or for the begodim, but you were mechaven avada. The nekudim erkazis is aron. Oishi yechavnu ledavar. I'm not sure what would be the taich. What would it mean yechavnu ledavar? Balaturim writes that aron is also the same letters as oiron, because the aron is the oiron shel Yisrael. It's also the letters Noira, because it's an Eish Echelis. Torah is an Eish. Torah is a fire. It's a Dover Noira. Another Remez that's brought down, the Chidah brings Aroin. You know, the Gemara says in Brachis that for a minion of Asara, Tisha, the Aroin Mitzarfin. The Aroin could be the 10th one. What does it mean, you Mitzarf to Aroin? There's the Etzem HaBechina that it's really the Bashefer, is the Tzirif. He says Aroin is Echad Roya V'Einoin Nira. That's what it means. Tisha V'Aroin Mitzarfin. Mitzarfim. On top of the Aron, there were the Kruvim. Rashi says, Kruvim means they look like a malach. Azoy state in Rashi. Now it's interesting because in Bereishis Paragimel Pasuk of Dalin, the Pasuk says, Vayugorish esa'odam vayishkain mikedem laganeidin esa Kruvim vesla tacherev amisapeches lishmar es derech etzchaim. Look, Rashi, what's Kruvim? Malachei chavola. So what's Kruvim? Like a malach or malachei chavola? So there's a word from Moshe Mordechai Epstein. He says, Kruvim. He's the word in chinuch, a word what it means, kindalach, a word what it means, Kruvim, it depends where it is. Put Kruvim in the Kodesh Kadoshim, you have Malochim. Send them outside via Goresh Oysa Migan Eden with the Laat Cherev of Misapefes, you're going to get Malachi Chavola. It depends where they are, it depends on the atmosphere, it depends on how you're Mechanech. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, the Tzadi test, that the Kruvim, there was a Stira, on one end it says, Pnei Mishalechov, Pnei Melabayis. The Gemara describes that the Kruvim, depending if Klal Yisrael was oisim ritzoyni shel mokum or ain oisim ritzoyni shel mokum. And ulai, I'm looking for a makar for this, it's not that there was just two states, two matzovim that the Kruvim could be, either pneim or facing away. It's like a klal, there could be hundreds of different levels, depending, at any given moment, it was a barometer, a way of measuring what's Klal Yisrael's relationship and darga of relationship. Klal, the whole Klal, is part of a Klal. The Tzura of Klal Yisrael's relationship at any given moment was measured by to what extent is it Pnei Mishalach Banach. It's to do with the Achroinim ask, maybe this is Shani already asked this Kashif. The Gemara in Yuma says that when the Nochram were Nichnas to the Hechel, in Yuma Daf Nundalit, the Nochram were Nichnas to the Hechel, the Kruvim were Ma'urim Zebezeh. So the Achroinim ask, Lachar is Zman Achorbin. Zman Achorbin is Lachar the Spitz Matziv of Ein oisim ritzoyni shalom. A steer from Gemara. In Baba Basra it says, when it's ein oisim ritzoyni shalom mokam, then fakert, then they're not looking at each other. And here it says in Yuma, when the nichnasu nachram lehechel, it's kruvim ma'urim zebezeh. What could be the pshat? Rabbis duber on this. I'll speak out a few nekudas I saw, I heard. One pshat is, it says, by Malkus, v'nikla achicha leinecha. Kivan shaloka, hareyu ke achicha. We're getting a klap? We're getting the korban? Okay, so then it's already, kivan shaloka, it could already be back the darga. Another pshat is, you know, the Gemara says in Yevomis, if a person's going yaitzel aderech, chayv adam lifkoy des ishtoy, lifnei she yaitzel aderech. By Churban, we're going on a long, Hashem is leaving now, it's going to be a long, right before then, it's Mu'urim, right before then. I saw down from Rav Shach, an interesting tarot, it says in the Gemara in Yuma, that we're bringing, when the Nochrim were nichnas to the Hechel. Klapei the Nochrim, klapei umasai. Klal Yisrael at any given time was different levels, but klapei the way the umasai oilam see it, the way what the umasai oilam see, how they perceive that the Kruvim is representing Klal Yisrael, even at the Spitz Matzav of Churban, it's Avad the Mu'urin Zeb, Klapi the Umas Ha'olam Einoi Doime at all. One other interesting pshat, Drush maybe, there's a pshat that the two Kruvim, what do they represent? There's one pshat I saw, one represents Ben Adam L'Mokim, and one Ben Adam L'Chaveira. Now, Be'emes, Oysim Ritzoyne Shal Mokim, you need it to be both. And when they're not looking at each other, is when it's, yeah, Ben Adam L'Chaveira, everyone's fine, but the Ben Adam L'Mokim is not, or the other way around. Bashasta Churban, Beda Gitaikdev Kapar, so it was Shavu, it was equal. The problem when they're not looking at each other is when the Ben Adam L'Chaveira is not aligned with the Ben Adam L'Mokim. By Bashas Churban, it was aligned. Both needed a tikkun. Rabbeinu Bechai writes that there was a zer, by the Aroin, which the Aroin represents Keser Torah on the Shulchan. Is Keser Malchus, and on the Mizbeach HaKetoyres, which is Keser Kahuna. But he says, by the other two, it says Vasisa Loi. By the Aron, it says Vasisa Olav. He says, because Vasisa Loi is that the Keser Kahuna was given to Kehanim. The Keser Malchus was given to Malchus Beis Dovid, to specific people. As opposed to the Keser Torah, like the Rambam says, Kol Echad Yochel Liskois, and the Rambam writes, how a person could be Zoika, Lekisroi, Shel Torah. Ve'esa mishkon ta'ase eser yiriyos. Then it's Siv writes, the Moreh D'Gezach. Rashi says, the mishkon, you should make yiriyos, it should be a gab. The yiriyos, the lowest yiriyos, the yiriyos were 5 and 5. The next level was 5 and 6, the yiriyos ezim. But the first yiriyos. The yiriyos were a gab for the mishkon. So what's the mishkon? The crushing. But he brings rayas, and it's a kamat of Rashi, Mefurish, and Shabbos, that's Adiches. Faker. The Mishkan is that Yiriyah. The lower Yiriyah was the Mishkan. The Yiriyah Izim was above Mishkan. Mishkan means the Yiriyah. That's a Vikuach. What's Mahus? Well, we spoke earlier what the Nakuda Merkaz of Mishkan is. But is it Vikuach over here if the Yiriyah is on top of the Mishkan or the Yiriyah is the Mishkan? B'chalef and the two Yiriyahs, though, the first set of Yiriyahs were 5 and 5. And they were 28 amos long, and the next one was 5 and 6, and 30 amos long. 28. It's interesting, the Ibn Ezra writes over here, what's the 28 of the Urias? He says, Chaseiri Hadas Oimrim, that the Midah of 28 is connected to 28 Machanes of the Levana. I don't know, there are Rishonim that say it, that that's what it is. There are 28 Shlavim in the Levana, because there's about a day and a half when there's a month is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 Chalokim, but there's about a day and a half when the Levana Bechlal is not near it. So Be'erev, there's 28 days of Levana. There's also 28 times that it says Ace in Kehelis. Ace, Lakoil, Ace, and it goes through the list of the Itim. There are 28 Itim, because there are. There are 28 days in a 28 days of seeing, of that you see the Levana. 28 Pirkei Etzbois on the Yadayim. 28 were letters in the first pasuk of Bereshis. 28 is koyach ma'isav higid la'ami koyach. So the Yiriyas are koyach. It's interesting. The krushim, there were 48 krushim. That's moyach. You have to know what that Indian is. Now, Yiriyas 5 and 5, the Sfarim say, it's going on the luchos. And they were pneim ishalachah, they were makbilos. And the Sfarim explained that the luchos also, there were 5 dibras and 5 dibras to be passed this. And it's even you do it that the dippers are aligned with each other. Anoichi has to do with like Tirtzach, Loyi has to do with like Sinaf. There's explanations to this. And that's the 5 and 5. What's the 5 and 6 of the next Urias? The lower Urias, the Mishkan Urias, were 5 and 5. And we said that's the 10 Luchos, the 10 dippers and the Luchos. What's 5 and 6? The Chida brings one shot. 5 is Chamisha Chumshe Torah. 6 is Shisha Sidre Mishnah. Another pshat I saw is that the first luchos, the first yiriya was 5 and 5 is Torah, is the luchos, is Eretz Dibros. The next one, 5 and 6 is 11. 11 is already tshuva, because tshuva, we know there's a shame, yudke vavke, and kiyod al keska, right? When there's chet, then there's a pirud in the shame havaya. It's missing the vavhe. Tshuva is when it's toshuv, the hey, and you create the vavhe to connect it to the yud and the hey. So, if the lower Urias is Torah, again, so one shot we said is the lower Urias is Aseres Adibris, 5 and 5, and the next one is Chamisha Chamsei Torah, and she should be Mishnah. Another shot we're saying is that the lower one is 5 and 5 is Torah, the 5 and 6 represents Tshuva. The Chida also brings the crushing. There were 20 krushim, b'tzofen and b'darim. He says that's connected to 20 years that Yaakov worked by Lavan. The 8 krushim is connected to Shmoni and Emili. You have to understand that he's Indian, but altogether there was 48 krushim, connected 48 Arei Miklat, 48 Nevi'im, Moyach, v'samti kad koid shim shaysayach, kad koid also, Pasuk in Yishaya is the Memches. Again, the Mishkan, over the next few parshias, we're going to be going through Ba'arichus, the details, then the Kihuna, then the Schechte Egel, then the Nochamal Mishkan. But as we said, it's not only Lizman, the Mishkan, and Hashos Hashchina, as the last Rashi says, is Lonetzach. And it's Taka Lonetzach because V'osu Limikdash V'shachanti V'soicham V'soich Kalechad V'echad, we all have to Taka be Kalim for Hashos Hashchina.